Hey everybody, thanks for joining us for this installment of the GovCon video blog. So for today's vlog, we're going to have a different look to make it easier to display some graphics. But in this episode, I want to give a quick update on CNMC, and in particular, DoD's transition to CMMC 2.0. So again, CMMC stands for Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification. And in a nutshell, CMMC sets out the cybersecurity protections that contractors need to have in place in order to be certified and to be awarded DoD contracts. Now, we last covered CMMC 2.0 in November of 2020 after DoD issued an interim rule announcing that it had delayed the implementation across the board of CMMC until October 1, 2025. Well, since then, there have been some new developments, including an overhaul of the CMMC requirements that are going to be implemented in 2025. Now, at some point, we'll put together a webinar or vlog series on the CMMC requirements. But again, for now, we just want to catch contractors up on some of the new developments. But before we get started, it may make sense to quickly recap kind of where we are and how we got here. Now, I'll just say that the early implementation of CMMC was peculiar and a bit sloppy. So the CMMC requirements were first unveiled in trade shows and in presentations in the summer of 2019. And then soon thereafter, they appeared on a CMMC website that was on DoD's acquisition and sustainment webpage. Now, that webpage was kind of sparsely populated and mainly just with a handful of documents. And except for vague comments about the impending rollout of CMMC at some point in 2020, there was no real indication of when the CMMC requirements would actually take effect. Well, after a lot of attention, by September 2020, DoD finally issued an interim rule, and that rule let contractors know that DoD-wide implementation would be delayed until October 1, 2020, and that until then, CMMC would be applied on a case-by-case basis and only with the approval of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment. Now, as I mentioned in my first vlog on CMMC, until that September 2020 interim rule, there were no regulations or proposed regulations covering the CMMC requirements. And that's notable because considering how extensive the CMMC requirements are and the implication on a contractor's eligibility for DoD contracts, there had been no opportunity for industry to provide comments and feedback. And in fact, in the aftermath of the September 2020 interim rule, DoD had gotten plenty of feedback. And as a result, it's made some significant changes to the CMMC requirements in its reboot, which is now called CMMC 2.0. So today we're going to go over the three things that contractors need to know about DoD's transition to CMMC 2.0. So the first thing that contractors should know is that none of the CMMC 2.0 requirements will be imposed on any DoD contracts before implementing regulations are finalized. So as I said, the interim rule that was issued in September 2020 left open the possibility that DoD might include CMMC requirements on DoD contracts on a case-by-case basis. Well, that was problematic for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that the particular requirements that are imposed under CMMC had still not been subject to the normal rulemaking process that gives industry and the public an opportunity to provide comment and feedback. Now, the interim rule itself became effective immediately. And it didn't contain details about what the contractors were expected to do to become compliant. Now, the preamble to that September 2020 regulation did outline, in very broad and general terms, the requirements that contractors had to meet for CMMC certification at various levels. But as for the regulations themselves that were actually implemented by the interim rule, they didn't specify any of the certification requirements. All the regulations said was that for contracts with a CMMC requirement, contractors were required to achieve the CMMC certificate level that was specified by the solicitation by the time of contract award. Well, fast forward to November 2021, and in a notice of proposed rulemaking, DOD walked back from the idea that CMMC might be implemented on a contract-by-contract basis. Now, in that notice, DOD said that none of the CMMC requirements would be included in any DOD solicitations until after the rulemaking process for DOD regulations and regulations under FAR and DFARS were completed. Now, that process is expected to take up to 2 years, and as of today, there have been no proposed implementing regulations. The second thing that contractors should know is that CMMC 2.0 simplifies the certification levels. Now, let me start off by saying that the initial framework that DOD laid out in its first iteration of the CMMC was not a model of simplicity. Now, we're not going to get too deep into the weeds on the different processes and requirements under the first version of CMMC, which is now called CMMC 1.0, but as the graphic here shows, there were five different levels under CMMC 1.0, and a certification at each level required contractors to implement certain practices. It also required a contractor to have in place certain processes to ensure ongoing compliance. Well, CMMC 2.0 streamlines those levels down to three certification levels by eliminating what used to be levels 2 and 4. And CMMC 2.0 also eliminates the process requirements at each level. Now, as for the practice requirements under CMMC 2.0, and again, we're not going to get into the specifics here, but for now, we'll just say that the practice requirements in each of the levels corresponds with the sensitivity of the information that's expected to be handled and that requires protection. So level one, or the foundation level, is appropriate for contractors that will handle federal contract information. And to attain level one certification, contractors have to meet all 17 practices or requirements that are in FAR Clause 52.204-21 for the protection of federal contract information. Now, level two, or the advanced level, is appropriate for contractors that meet all 110 security requirements that are needed to protect controlled unclassified information under NIST SP 800-171. Now, if you look over to CMMC 1.0, controlled unclassified information was covered under level 3, but the required practices for level 3 under CMMC 1.0 included not only the 110 security requirements under NIST SP 800-171, but also an additional 20 practices that were specific to CMMC. So the practice requirements to protect controlled unclassified information under CMMC 2.0 are now slimmed down to coincide exactly with the NIST SP 800-171 standards. Now, lastly, level 3, or the expert level, is appropriate for contractors that will handle more sensitive controlled unclassified information. And for level 3, contractors will not only have to meet the 110 security requirements under NIST SP 800-171, they'll also have to meet some subset of the requirements for enhanced protection of controlled unclassified information under NIST SP 800-172. Now, as of today, DOD is still working on which NIST SP 800-172 requirements will have to be met. So the total number of practices that are required for level 3 are not yet final. And again, at some point down the road, we'll put together a webinar or vlog series that covers the CMMC 2.0 requirements in detail. So the third thing the contractor should know is that under CMMC 2.0, contractors will be able to self-certify for level 1 certification and for some level 2 certifications. So under CMMC 1.0, to be certified for levels 1, 3, and 5, contractors had to undergo an assessment by a third-party cybersecurity certifier that would determine if a contractor met the requirements for the particular level. And the early indications were that contractors would have to be reassessed every 3 years to maintain their certifications. Well, under CMMC 2.0, it's anticipated that contractors will be able to perform their own self-assessments to be certified under level 1 and to maintain that certification. And those self-assessments will need to be performed annually. Now, under level 2, it's anticipated that for certain kinds of prioritized acquisitions that may involve access to critical national security information, contractors will need to have certifications that are supported with third-party assessments. And those reassessments will have to be performed every 3 years. And then for certain kinds of non-prioritized acquisitions, contractors can have certifications that are supported by their own self-assessments, which will have to be performed annually. Now, and then lastly, for level 3 certifications, contractors will need to be assessed by government officials, and those level 3 reassessments will need to be performed every 3 years. Well, that's all I have for today's log. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you come back for future episodes of the GovCon video blog.